I watched the sun come up over the Golan Heights, seized from Syria by Israel in the 1967 war, and my eyes filled with those treacherous tears. There was just something about that moment that captured my soul. Was it simply the fact that I was looking across at the most contested territory in the world? And yet, astonishingly, that view over the Sea of Galilee had remained completely unchanged for 2,000 years. Many of the gospel sites here are much as they were back then, and not buried far below the ground as they are in Jerusalem. The green, fertile land of Galilee was tranquil and hot that morning. Psalm 23 describes it perfectly. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. As I stood there, I found it hard to imagine the scream and deafening roar of rockets overhead. Not that day, thank God. I sat on the Hill of Beatitudes, as the crowds did long ago, and felt the grass bend beneath my feet, just as they did. And I imagined a gentle voice on the wind. I took a boat out onto the Sea of Galilee, only 21 kilometers long by 13 wide. My guide stopped the boat dead in the water and invited me to imagine what it must have been like to do the same 2,000 years ago. It wasn't difficult. It was completely quiet, not even a ripple on the water. And I was transfixed on Mount Tabor, just as Peter, James, and John were on that day of the Transfiguration 2,000 years ago. I, too, found the light almost blinding. I closed my eyes in an effort to see what they saw. What a sight it must have been.